Welcome to this live presentation by Sandra Shelton of Shelton International, one of the Strength Bank companies. Sandra is a well-known author and speaker and travels extensively, presenting seminars all over the world. Listen carefully now as we join Sandra live at the seminar.
As we start this session, what I want to do is build on you. And I promised you that I would show you how to get real enthusiasm. Let me tell you where Strength Bank comes from, and that way we'll know where we're going. An organization is a reflection to its customers, clients, vendors, and neighbors of what it allows. More than that, encourages and supports its members to achieve individually. Most of us struggle with a personal tunnel vision to keep a job. As corporate downsizing, restructuring, and re-engineering continues, the individual's need for solid hope grows ever larger. The need to focus on the person first, the corporation second. The need for Shelton International Strength Bank, which is a dynamic, strategic way to consider one-on-one successes that translate to team successes one by one. In fact, when consistently followed, Strength Bank strategies remove that personal tunnel vision and replaces it with open windows of opportunity to grow personally each time the United Way campaign comes along. More than that, Strength Bank spills over into the organization as a new way to encourage the best from each of us as we pursue excellence in all of our corporate roles, assignments, projects, and challenges. Strength Bank for the United Way campaign is the right strategy just at the right time to energize and lift the individual focus to a higher level. Strength Banking continually produces United Way campaigns that are one of the best annual statements the organization gives to the resident community it serves. Because let's face it, one of the key things you saw in the video about United Way is the way we enable people. Do you remember that? Remember the guy in the van, and he'd gotten a job at JCPenney? If you saw that, he was a paraplegic, and he says, you know, I'm so excited because now I can contribute. And people who contribute need the services of banks and hospitals and dime stores and gas stations. See, we're all an integrated part of a whole. This isn't just one thing we do, it's a continuing thing we do. And United Way touches those areas that inevitably we all get the benefits from. So really, every time you go into the United Way campaign, I want you to start thinking about what are going to be the fruits of my labor. Now, you've got a figure there, not going to argue with that. We want that figure. We need that figure. We know that figure is a bona fide figure that we need. But there's much more that comes from it if we understand strength banking, and I'm going to explain it to you, and if you understand the motives of your heart, and that's what we're going to dig with Strength Bank. Really clarify that for you. You've sort of gotten an overview of the direction. Now let's get the motivation. Let's get that engine running. Now you might be wondering, where did she come from? Well, I started my professional life as a teacher, as I mentioned. I taught English, speech, drama, and journalism, depending on the year. Most of it was in Houston, Texas. I then decided I wanted to go into corporate America. So I was a supervisor for Allstate Insurance. You're probably familiar with Allstate. This was also in Houston. Then I wanted to move back up to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I took a job as the national account coordinator for a meat manufacturing firm. Yes, I did say meat. It was the company that supplied fresh, chosen, never been frozen, red meat to steak and ale restaurants. And then we branched out. We were a subsidiary of Sara Lee Corporation. And I went all around the country and was involved in lots of campaigns in those companies, as you can imagine, one of them being United Way. So I'm not foreign to the United Way idea. But I realized after talking to Sally, boy, I was kind of uneducated. Sally has helped me raise it to a whole other level, because as I was out there in those corporate environs, I don't know, wearing those white coats in the meat company, those white hard hats, it just didn't fit me. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't my thing. It was kind of a cold job, going in refrigerators. How's your meat quality? How's your fatty trim? You know, and there was a point where I just didn't really care. Now, see, that's when I began to realize we can get paid for something and do it well and hate it. Well, that's not good. That's not good. Then we get stressed, and then I was on Donatol and took a lot of aspirin, and again, you know, there's got to be a better way. So I went to my supervisor one day, well, the vice president of the new division. And I said, you know, Don, I said, you know, when we were doing those sales training seminars, with the meat people that were going to take over our products and distributor branches? He said, uh-huh. He said, you know, I noticed that you were having a good time. I said, well, that's what I noticed. Now, I wonder how many other times can I, like, give presentations? He said, Sandra, carcasses don't demand that too much. I said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I said, I think what I want to do is start my own business. I think I want to just do this all the time. He says, you know, now keep this comment in mind because I'm going to come back to it. He said, I could see you doing that. And I thought, okay. This was in January of 1984. In July of 1984, you probably already are way ahead of me. Don fired me. I've been fired. I've also been divorced. And I'm here to tell the story. You know why? Because I figured out something. I figured out it's not about the job you're in. It's about you first. Then it's about the job you're in. And I began to develop this concept. I got out on the platform and actually, Don, now listen to the way he fired me. Listen to this. And I know we're looking at letting people go, but let me tell you a wonderful way to fire somebody. I was fired the best way you could ever be fired. Don handed me a sheet of contact photos and he said, Sandra, you'll be needing those. You need to do that speaking thing. This will be for your first brochure. Is that great? That's what United Way does, isn't that? Here, let me get you on track. Let's all keep, what would it be like if everybody were on track all the time? Wow. Wow. And then I met up with an individual out of a national speaking group over coffee at a local meeting. She said, well, I work for this public seminar company. I said, what's that? Next thing I know, I'm working for them too. I'm going to 14 different countries. And I'm giving management. I'm giving seminars on dealing with difficult people. See, I knew what that was because I was one, you know. So I had great benchmark. I was giving seminars on image and on leadership, communication. And then this thing started coming forward. At the beginning of each session, didn't matter what country I was in, I'd start talking about, so what are you bringing to the table? Kind of a list like that you read. So what is it for you? 10 minutes. Then I'd get questions on it. So at the break, I'd come back and we'd spend another 30 minutes. Then pretty soon, the whole first 2 hours of the session was that. And then the whole day. And now it's my whole life. Because we have to figure out where energy comes from all the time, not just once a year. Not just once a year. Now I've been doing this for 11 years. Strength Bank is now alive and well. And I'm excited to share it with you. Because once you get the idea, it's so blaringly simple. I was listening to Susan talk about simple. It is simple. The best things are simple. When things get complicated, and I'll deal with that when we're talking about overcoming objections, when they get complicated, that's your immediate thing back, wrong track. Somebody's not in their strength bank. Somebody's not in their strength bank. See, think about it this way. Every time November and December roll around, what do you begin to start thinking about? Oh no, it's the holidays again, you know. And then as it gets closer, happy holidays, da 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 da, you know, and you start thinking about it, and all of a sudden, have you noticed what everybody does at holiday time eventually? Except Scrooge, you know, and you know what happened to him. But eventually, there's a whole new what in the air? Spirit. See, Strength Bank is about that. Strength Bank is about having that all year long. So that we look forward to all kinds of seasons. There are wonderful things going on all year long. And what I hope that we end up with at the end of all this is, you know what, Sandra? This year it's going to be United Way for me. This year, United Way is going to take on a whole new picture for me. Because it did for me when I really got better information about what it was. And then I realized what they need is Strength Bank. Now, let me give you a simple definition of Strength Bank. Strength Bank. Each person's God-given and perfectly designed, keep that in mind, talents and abilities that when used are the most productive, the most enjoyable, ding, 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 we can have fun doing this, and best way to produce the greatest rewards at work and at home. The way to lasting happiness beyond mere circumstance. Now that sounds like a big thing, but we're going to take it very small. But that's basically, in essence, what it is. For example, if I were to give you, and you see there are three columns there, let's say I were to give you my strength bank. Now forget everything I said about the roles I've played. I told you some roles I played. I didn't list a bunch of companies, but you sort of get the idea. All right, now, Suppose I come to you cold into your organization and I say, instead of telling you what I've done, what titles I was at various places, what if I came to you and I just stood before you and I said, well, my name is Sandra Shelton and I come from Euless, Texas. I'm assertive, bold, verbal, caring, persuasive, persistent, courageous, flexible, optimistic, energetic, a good listener. And I love to learn, meat carcasses. It was fun at first, you know, I love to learn anything. I just love to learn. I love to laugh, because I don't think there's enough laughter. Now, if you were given that, and that's all you knew about me, what parts of the organization would start to make sense for me? Where would your mind be going? What areas would you start seeing me in? Sales? Training, speaking, human resources. Did anybody think, what a great accountant? You're exactly right. You see, with the strength bank comes, and you see across those pages there, comes weaknesses. See, this is the part that often gets us to demotivation. See, we've got to take the whole picture. And what I want to show you is the whole picture. And I'll use myself as an example.